When discussing Alexander the Great, we must necessarily ask ourselves, was he really that great? The answer, of course, is no, not really. Sure, he sacked Persia, conquered Egypt, and ruled all the way to India, but nowadays who hasn't? Sure, for the first time, marginally impressive, but there was also a time when Jesse Owens was considered great. Look at the track record nowadays. He gets smoked. Times change, and so sobriquets must change with them. Recent scholarship in the field of sobriquetics has proven, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Alexander was not, in fact, so great. Millions of textbooks around the world must be changed. Are you up to the task? So, how great was he really? Not very. He was just sort of okay. Most of the time, pretty average. Sure, he did some great things. Who hasn't? But overall, just decent. 6 or 7 out of tops. 10 out of tops. See, I bet he'd never bowl over 200 before. My friends and I do it all the time. Well wasted. I wouldn't call us great, though. That's pretty arrogant. Pretty good. Talented. Not great, though. Now, when it comes to invading Persia or something like that, he's pretty class. I can admit that. But when it comes to juggling, amateur at best. He wasn't very well-rounded. Like my friend Jessie, she can sing, dance, weave baskets, and she cooks a pretty mean casserole. I've not yet found anything pointing to old Alex's culinary prowess. Not to criticize him, he's pretty good at what he does, but that doesn't make someone great. I'm just saying, if you don't want to be held to a higher standard, don't give yourself such a fancy name. It's perfectly reasonable. Things Alexander sucked at. Let's be honest here. Alexander sucked at a few things. Primarily, he sucked at non-invading countries. Never saw a country he didn't want to pillage and ransack. Seriously, show some constraint. Maybe if he weren't so busy savaging nubile young hoplites with his whip, he would have spent more time working on his painting technique. Thing is, though, we'll never know. That's what being too single-minded does to you. Also, I bet he wasn't very good at being a good listener. Guys like that just never are, you know. Always acting real tough and manly, never showing their softer, more feminine side. I bet old Alexander never gave a thought to what it'd like to be a woman. Probably had no empathy. Sometimes you just need a shoulder to cry on. I don't think Alexander couldn't provide that. But maybe I'm wrong. You just never know things with some guys. Things he was marginally good at. Fly fishing. It is notoriously difficult to fly fish from the back of a galloping horse, mind, but still, with a little more forethought, he could have done something about this. For example, he could have purchased a daily planner and set aside separate times for playing with his horse and fishing with the guys. Poor guys, though. All rushed, trying to do everything at once. But what do you expect when you invade Egypt without so much as a vacation? It's bound to mess up anyone's schedule, no matter how great you are. Things he was great at. Invalid places. That's pretty much it. He was a very one-dimensional character. Oh, and I know for a fact he was a very good decorator, believe it or not. Now, this may seem strange, what with being out on the field of battle all the time, but old Alex managed to keep a pretty spiffy tent with him all the time, all red and gold with embroideries and sequins, beautiful lace designs, and the softest of silk sheets. Now, I know what you're thinking. A woman is behind this. Alexander did it all by himself, sometimes with a little help from his friends. No women involved. He's something else, ain't he? I admit he's pretty good, but I'm still not sure he's great.